Okay, Svas MS, Tofer Islamet Bet, to the Sifse Adas. So the Pasuk says, Be'er Basada, Kemoshal Olam Kula. The Be'er Basada, we could see the whole world through the Be'er Basada, as the Pasuk says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglo Ve'el Chvartu Bnei Kedem, Vayavine Be'er Basada, and he saw a Be'er Basada, Be'er, you know what a Be'er is? So you have three types of water, water sources. You have a bore. A bore is a thing that you carve out. You put sid, which is like a waterproof thing on the side. And whatever comes in stays in. That's a good bore. There's no, the water only comes from the rain, or you put the bore or the water in. That's a bore. A mayan is it springs for, shoots forth water. There's no source that holds it. Just shoots forth water. A be'er is a mixture of both. You build a be'er. It's like a bore, but the water comes from underneath the ground. Like a mayan, and it holds a mayan. So those are the three. Here we're talking about a be'er. Everything's happening by a be'er. All the avos get married by the be'er. And the be'er plays such an important role. Also by Yitzchak and Rivka, there was the be'er. And see, so too by Yaakov. Vayar v'inei be'er basadeh. So a be'er basadeh. V'inei sham shlosh edrei tzon. And there are three edrei tzon, three flocks of tzon. Rov tzimaleh. Kimina be'er. And there was a big even on the be'er. What happened? Yaakov Avinu, v'nasvu shamakol adarim, all of the flock got together, v'golos ha'even, and Yaakov pushed the even. It was a very heavy even. They couldn't push it, and Yaakov pushed the even. Hasada, what does the sada represent? Hasada u'samil shol makom patuach mufkar. The sada represents an open place, a hefker open place. V'ilu be'er yisamal amkus. The be'er is the depth, that which you can go down deeper into the world. It draws forth water from the depths of the world, from the tahomos of the world. The water of the be'er are chayim, and they come back from the shorish of life, from the depth of the world. Now we can understand the be'er basada. The whole world is considered like a sada mufkar. It's just we don't. There's no depth to it. God is hidden from the world. It's a sada. You see what you get. There's no depth. It's just a sada. It only looks like that. But then when you have the sada, you have a whole life that looks like there's no godliness here. You reach a be'er basadeh. And you say, oh, there's a lot of depth here. And you see the Mayim Chaim coming from, bursting forth the ground into the Be'er. It's not easy to look into the Emes, and to look into the depths of things. As it says, there was a great rock on the Be'er. It's not so easy to look into the depths of life and to see the world not as a Sunday, and to see the depths of the world. Hamesech Hamaster Mechaseh. There's a heavy covering over the depths of the penimius of this world, of godliness in this world, and it's for us to take it off, but it's a very, very heavy even. The even represents the most physical part of the world. The Tanya always talks about the word Aleph Bet Nun is like so far from the Asar Ma'amaris. There's so many chilufei osios to get to Aleph Bet Nun. They're the most stagnant part of life. It doesn't breathe. There's no life to a rock. It's just a rock. And that's what's above the Be'er. When we're so far from godliness, you have a rock. The domen. Right? A domen. Right? You have chai, tzomeach, medaber. Domen. The lowest form of life covering. Hagam shef shel pasam yuno kol yitzir ma'atzmus se yicheses tzur tzalim u'mashmos. Bolum az atachtum v'aritim zgaber sa gashmes al haskola. Mashurum ba'im basu v'dom mishachne arbe. So do we're looking at life, we're looking at physical things, and we think that this world is only physical, we don't see past the physical. When we get stuck in the physical, seeing that that's everything. Ma'tevis ha'teva, it clothes the teva, achitzonis mistaris, and it's master the pnimius of the Ruach Hashem. It's easy to be swayed and not see the pnimis of the davar, the dvar Hashem, that's mahave kol davar in this world. And we only see the chitzonis, the outside, the physical of it. We only see the even outside. because life is just a sadam. It's just one big sadam. But we don't see the be'er because the be'er is being covered up. So what do we have to do? Ha'etzah, how do we get to see the be'er? How do we get to see the depths of life? How do we see the Ruach Pi Hashem and everything? Ha'etzah, la'asuf shlosh adrei tzon. We have to get together the three flocks of tzon. What is that? Those are the three kochos of a man. Chachma, Bina, V'das. Shlosh adrei tzon represent Chachma, Bina, V'das. We have to put our mind to it. Shlosh b'chinus elu, mimitzos betochan et shlave ha'askola mitzui michol ish. When a person is using all of the ability of his mind, and Chachma, by the way, Chachma is the Seichel HaNe'elam. That's from Hashem. That's Chachma Seloki. Then Bina is man understanding the Chachma Seloki. And Das is, how do I live with this mixture of Chachma and Bina, and how do I put it into life? That's how we start disillusioning ourselves. The opposite of disillusioning ourselves. That's how we enlighten our eyes to see God in this world through Chachma, Bina, V'das, through great thought, through great hisbonenus, through great thought. Al kol shos b'chinas alalu, kasha yosu etzlo kol shos v'adorim, v'yada l'maket is kol haritzonos, es kol ramach, and we know how to be in control of all of our ratzon, all of our desires. We know what we desire, how to desire, what not to desire. And when we become as kol ramach evar v'shasag yidav l'matar achash l'gilu ha'emes, bito atzios v'mesirus nefesh v'oriz baruch, muftachu she'atzliach l'gol ha'eben, then we could take the eben off the be'er. If we put the chachma, bina, v'das, to everything, there's nothing in life we can't accomplish. It's all in our minds, and that's what the Eish Kodesh wrote, the Sefer B'nei Machshava Tova, right? B'nei Machshava Tova. It was all based on this idea, using our minds to the fullest. We hardly use our minds. We don't use our Chachma Bina V'das. And it's choder, it goes past the klipa of physicality. And we understand and we look at things in life, not as just physical things, but things that are being mahave, being constantly created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we realize that there's something behind everything. There's a manig. There's a leader to the great palace of this world. There's godliness in everything. Zos wrote, it's not enough to have the Shlosh Adorim, which is Chachma Bina V'das. What do we also need? What does the Pasuk say? V'nes v'shama. And they all gathered there. What do we have to do? Ein perush ha'sifa atzus v'giyusa m'shav v'mishin b'lvad. That we have to join Am Yisrael. Before, have to say L'Shem Yichud before we do a mitzvah. Shem Yichud, Kutcha, Brichu, Shchinte, Betchil, Rechimu. Right? Let's say the film. It always finishes off what? B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Right? Like before Baruch Shama. Shem Yichud, Kutcha, Brichu, Shchinte, Betchil, Yachid, Shem Yudei, Bebavei. Right? B'shlim kol Yisrael. That we do with all of Yisrael. Then we're doing a mitzvah, we're not just doing, it's not just little Daniel doing a mitzvah, and little Elon doing a mitzvah. It's Elon connecting to the big Elon, to the big Knesset Yisrael. Daniel connecting to all the neshamas of Am Yisrael. School of Koch la'achtus. She mevatels as a heaven master, magal as a emes. This achtus, when we connect to the Knesset Yisrael, which is the highest thing, it's a malchus da'atzilus, whatever that means, we're not going to talk about that now. It's a malchus da'atzilus, the highest thing right under godliness that we could connect to. And that's because each one of our neshama is connected to what's called Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, it's not only me, little me, doing the mitzvah. It's little me that's connected to big, big, big us. And when we do a mitzvah like that, then we have the paradigm. When a person is mevata himself to a klal and he's working for the tzibur, he is klal Yisrael. Isha tzibur is klal Yisrael because he's not only thinking about his little self, he's getting everybody involved. He has koach to take off the even that's master, that covers godliness from this world. This is Yaakov Avinu. Kenitzliach legolos heaven, and now he took her to heaven. First of all, the Yaakov uses the Shlosha Edrei Tzon, the Chochma Bina Vedas. Why exactly does that express a Shlosha Edrei Tzon, the flock of sheep? Something to think about. Why is that equal to Chochma Bina Vedas? But the idea of Nes Vushama, and they gathered there, is that Yaakov was not drawn from his own koach. If it was your own koach, you can't do it. He was joining from the koach of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because he was doing it for the good of Klal Yisrael. When you do things good for the Klal Yisrael, you have much greater koach than your little self. It's very important that we're not just little selves here. We have to connect to the bigger self up in Knesset Yisrael, and then you have the koach of the Tzibur. Right? Sometimes when I do things, I'm like dead tired afterwards. Like dead tired. Why? Because it wasn't my koach. Sometimes we do things. We put together a marathon that's going to get chesed. You know, like you're going to get a lot of money. So all your work, it's not you. You're doing it for everybody else, and then you're dead tired afterwards. Why? Because you borrowed for all. It wasn't your own koach. It's a koach atzibur. That's how you had koach. There's no way one person could put together all of that. But you were working with koach atzibur. And once the tzibur is away, so then your body gets so tired because you don't have the koach tzibur. But we could do so much for working with koach tzibur.